Peru Review, and their little tribute there from Buzz Barkley right before that on Street Beat.
Who Eddie Van Hamster is? Shall we?
Greg Davis, and as is a double shot weekend, only appropriate that we do a double shot of the story, The Ballad of Eddie Van Hamster, written and performed by Greg Davis of Peru Review. And there was the live version and the acoustic version there. It is a great joy to welcome to our studios here at WMMR, I think the finest band Philadelphia has ever known, and tonight will be their fond farewell. It's Peru Review. Hi, guys.
Yo, Pierre.
What's up, man?
Yeah, we can do a little better than that, can we not?
We're toast, Pierre. We're celebrating our demise.
Hi, guys. Now let's try it again.
Hi, Pierre.
It was worse than the first time.
It's toast. It's these people at the Abler Cabaret. Hey, hey, you're breaking up. Congratulations. Birthday cakes, deli trays, the whole, unbelievable. More beer, more wine.
You guys used to be good.
Who is feeding back over there, Greg? You got to turn that thing
down.
Oh,
come on, Greg. Get some techie dudes in here. Okay.
All right. Well, hello, Bob. Let's introduce this band of yours. Why don't you?
Okay. Well, who do we have here? Of course, let's see what's talking. Greg Davis. You know Greg's here.
Greg is...
Hey, Greg. Of course, we have Johnny
Finest
Sachs.
Guitar player in the universe. Right. Finest bass
like
player in the universe.
We're fine. The greatest band the world has ever known. The greatest guitar player in the world. The greatest bass player in the world.
Johnny Sachs. Hello, John. How are you today?
Of course, the greatest.
Taking your beta carotene there?
Yeah. Right. Do you have any toothpaste in your pocket, Pierre?
I had some toothpaste in my pocket earlier, and it spilled into my pocket, John.
Cool.
And you're a drummer?
Well, yeah, the greatest drummer. Oh, this is great for today. Then tomorrow we become citizens again. I can't get arrested. How you doing? Get out. Who are you? I used to be. Hey, this is Tommy Pinto.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, AKA.
How you doing, man? Step right. Why don't we.
Sir Thomas Drake.
Here, so you can. What's happening?
Speak right into the microphone.
All right.
Check,
it's on. And of course, Steve's here representing Brew Television.
Brew TV is filming this whole thing. Hi, right. Steve.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
Another drunken promotion brought to you by...
WMMR. You said that on a stage somewhere, didn't you?
The drunken promotion?
This is another drunken promotion.
Well, that's whatever. You know, Buzz and I would get together and bang like pistoleros on the bar. And, that would be incredible. Then we'll give them T-shirts. Everybody who has bells on gets in free. Unbelievable, yeah. The home of cheap blood and the home of drunk promotions, which unbelievably worked. I mean,
we've had some of the greatest promotions in the world with you guys.
Yeah, the top to sleep with the band.
Sleep with the band.
I still haven't recovered, I'll tell you.
I still have my pillowcase. We did it. What we're talking about, folks, is at the Ripley Music Hall, may it rest in peace, some time ago, we did a promotion where the first 93 people who came to the door to see Peru Review that night got to sleep with the band. And what did they get?
Well, it was April 1st.
First clue.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Sleep with the band. Wonder what that means, you know. Unfortunately, there's probably some truth in the other part, but...
They got a pillowcase.
They got a pillowcase with our pictures on it.
A pink pillowcase with your beautiful faces emblazoned across it.
Our beautiful face. The greatest faces the world have ever known.
We're still sleeping with some of those people. It's taking us all this time to go through them.
I still have my pillowcase at home, and it's as pink as it ever was.
Mine's a little faded, but I guess this probably has something to do with washing or not washing.
Perhaps. And you have an old friend here, too, right?
Yes, my dear, dear friend. The greatest friend anyone would ever have known. Mr. Buzz Barkley, your producer and man on the street. In fact, is this a hot spot, Buzz?
Is this a Philly hot spot, Buzz?
As a matter of fact, I'd have to say that this is another Philly hot spot. I'm Buzz Barkley at 93.3 WMMR. See how easy it is for us?
I'll tell you what, I'm looking for a job in radio.
All you need is a little bit of talent.
Bob, have you ever...
Whoa. And they got chairs here, and they got tables.
And they got chairs.
Hi, I'm here to tell you something. They got chairs, they got tables, and you can sit down or you can eat, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Don't worry, buddy, Bob.
All right, well, Peru Review is here.
I know.
What's that?
Well, you're going to Delco Hotspots, folks. We're listening to the Delco Hotspots.
Excuse me, boys, we're on the air over here.
Well, this is the home of cheap plugs. We got to keep us working.
WMMR is trying to do some things too, Pierre.
What's that?
Never mind.
Let's tell them about the hotspot for tonight, guys.
Well, the hotspot tonight, unquestionably, in fact, the only place to be tonight, I would say, would be 38th and Chestnut, Chestnut Cabaret, where Beru Review will be bidding a fond farewell. Now, I think a lot of people are wondering, what the heck you guys have up your sleeves for this evening tonight?
Well, I wish it was an album release party, but it's not. we're going to have some fun. You know, regular bill of fare. Let there be crap.
Let there be crap. You know, I got to say, I have learned more about the concept of crap. And by crap, no, this is a high compliment.
I know that.
Crap is...
King.
Buzz, how would you describe crap? Crap is fun. It's playfulness. It's making light of life's absurdities. And you guys have brought those funny absurdities.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
I'm sorry, I asked you and then I proceeded to explain. All right, Buzz, what is crap?
As I said, you took the words right out of my mouth.
All right. Well, it's this delightful playfulness, and I've had some of the absolute very best times of my life at Brewery Review shows.
So almost the masters of crap?
I would call you masters of crap.
I was just checking.
Yes, John Sachs.
The most crap filled of anybody in the world.
Crap masters.
Yes, and of course that is high compliment. High
well,
compliment.
Thank you, Pierre, I know, and I'd like to also share with you the fact that you also full of crap.
Thank you. Well, we're heaping compliments and praise upon each other right here. Well, so we're going to have, you would say that there's a possibility of some crap-filled time then tonight.
Possibly. There might be a little crap may seep into the show. We've tried our best to keep it out, but it's seeping back in. You know, anybody who's familiar with what we've been doing lately, it's been pretty slick, but tonight I think we're going to take the gloves off.
I would highly recommend if people are going to go to the show to get there early. 38th and Chestnut is the place. In fact, the only place to be tonight at the Brew Review show.
But in fairness, I have to say that the Daves are up at Ambler because I'm unbelievable. I'm listening to you the other day, and then you were talking to the Daves after they did their thing outside on Thursday. And then what's new? We got a gig. Yeah, well, but not Saturday. We're going to Brew. Oh, no.
I told them to cancel their gig and come to you.
I know.
And they said they're going to send their vision holograms.
Yeah, they're going to have a hologram. But in any case, so if you're up in Ambler and you probably drink too much and shouldn't drive, go there.
All right.
I'm trying to get hold of Mike from the Dave. So Mike, call in here.
Mike, call the studio right away.
Using the airwaves, a little personal thing.
Well, let's find. Are there going to be any possible reunion action happening tonight? I mean, we have the four original members.
We haven't even broken up yet. Come on, give us a
chance.
In fact, yeah, make tonight a reunion.
Tonight is a possibility. Actually,
yeah, there's
some,
a chip. I don't know what Buzz is doing. You know, I know he's the man about town. I don't know if he's
Buzz. Can you fit this gig into your schedule tonight?
Well, we are hosting this. This is a transplanted life as a cabaret Saturday night.
That's right. Normally we're at the 23 East on Saturday, but tonight the action is at the Chestnut, and Buzz and I will be hosting. But is there any chance that Buzz, you might take the keyboards at any point in the evening? I understand the baby cart has been brought to the cabaret, or shopping cart.
With my heartstrings tugged, so I'd have to go.
It is a hot spot.
It will be a hot spot.
Yeah,
Buzz.
In fact, you can probably work this whole thing. And of course, we're offering our traditional honorarium.
which, as I recall, was always pretty excessive.
So how's the band?
Yeah, how's the band? We're not breaking up because it's great.
Well, we want to find out a couple of the reasons why things have happened. We want to share some memories, too, but we're going to play a song that you have picked out, which is one that you recorded about a year ago. Is that right?
Which is
Trains? Trains.
Oh, yeah.
Trains.
Well, this is a lot of this stuff. You know, we were doing some recordings in hopes of making a definitive record, which will never happen.
Come on, guys. Don't cry. Here, have a handkerchief. Here, Johnny. Come on, Tom. Right. Here, have some Perrier. Yeah. It's okay, Greg. You'll play again someday. Maybe.
Perhaps.
All right, anyway, this is from the tapes that we were making in our pre-production in hope of getting this thing together, but this is as close as it's going to be. So...
Well, this is a wicked number.
It's very cool. Actually, we're very pleased with how it turned out. So people who know us will enjoy it. People who don't, well, maybe this will be an incentive to come out.
All right, we're 93.3 WMMR, the world's greatest rock and roll band, Beru Review.